Attention seekers! I always do it this way, Nate. I'm not sure you like it.
I like your intro voice. You go like really high.
Welcome to Attention Seekers.
I don't know. It kind of reminds me of those, like, you know, TV hostess from, I don't know, the 80s or 90s or something like that. Like,
you watched a lot of game shows in the 80s.
The 90s. I was not born
you
in the
80s. You weren't
born. Sorry. But welcome, anyway.
Cheers. Thanks. It's great to be here.
Right? This is Rosie.
And this is Nate. We are on episode 30.
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop. This podcast is as old as you are.
Thank you for pointing that out to people now.
That's okay. I'm sorry.
Well, last week we were talking about me having like a long white beard, a la Gandalf, and now people know. Exactly.
So today we're talking about how to get your visual branding right. This is branding month here at Attention Seekers. And what we're going to go through today are the main aspects of visual branding so that when you speak to designers or if you're trying to do this yourself, you've got a great place to start from.
We should say we are not experts when it comes to design, of course. It's not our line of work, really.
Right, yeah, that is true. But having worked with a number of designers throughout my career, still work with designers, especially when putting together a website or really doing anything, like building brochures and things like that.
We picked up a few things along the way, right?
I know a few things. So what we're going to provide today are some practical tips to help you guys understand how you can get a distinctive and memorable visual brand for your business. So the three components that we're going to speak about today are, one, the logo. I know it's everyone worries about the logo a lot. Two is going to be color schemes. And the final one is going to be the imagery and the kind of visuals that you choose to put out on both your website, your social media, wherever you are communicating with people. So, Rosie.
Yes, Nate.
How do you feel about logos?
I feel good. No, too much. Okay. I feel quite all right about it. And logos are one of those things where people usually think, I'm starting a business. I need a logo that is this beautiful, artistic, expensive thing. Because everybody thinks and says as well that logos are super important. But actually...
Okay, right. Well, logos are super important.
They are.
However, I think when people are first starting out, they worry way too much about the logo.
Exactly.
And if you think about some of the greatest logos in history, you've got the Nike tick, you've got the Apple's apple with a bite out of it, you've got, I don't know, Tesla, which is basically just Tesla in a kind of font. They're all very simple, but the only reason that they are memorable is because they're just used a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't really matter what your logo looks like. So if you are panicking and being like, oh no, what should my logo look like? Don't worry about it, mate.
No, exactly. Keep it kind of simple. And it is, I totally agree with you. Oh, how weird is that? I totally agree with you because, logos are important, but when you start out, you should not overthink it. You also don't need to spend and invest tons of money in it. And it's just something that can be simple. And I always like to make a distinction, of course, between what's a product-based business and what a service-based
business. That is a great
distinction,
actually.
You know, because of course, if you have a product, I think that we should say, then in that case, logos are very important.
The packaging as well is a lot more important.
Yeah, exactly. And again, maybe you don't want to overthink it in the beginning because a lot of people think, well, I got a logo now, I got to stick with it. It's going to be, the same till forever. But actually, it's not really the way it works. Like logos, if you think about big brands again, they always do a little bit of an update and they always change it. So things can be changed. It's not, set in stone forever. It's like, it's not...
It's not like a birth certificate.
Exactly. It's not really like that. But again, if you got a product-based business, you do want to put a little bit more attention in it. Again, don't overthink it, though.
Let's focus on service-based businesses because that's really both our fortes.
Yeah.
When it comes to getting a logo made or just updating your current logo, I would not recommend spending more than 100 quid on it.
Fair enough, yeah.
How much did you spend on your logo, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't really recall. I think I paid for like a whole package that was logo and color palette and something like that. I think I spent a little bit, maybe above 100, like 120 or something like that. But that included different versions of it. Sure, and, yeah, you know, there was also a little bit of a sort of icon or little... Basically, they made a little version of me.
Okay, cool.
So with that, that kind of spiked the price a little bit. Don't go for it, people. Don't do it.
Make a tiny version of you.
Yeah, exactly. Don't do it.
Right. Yeah. So 100 quid. I mean, between 30 and 100 quid. I think I paid like 40 for mine. And here's the process that you want to go through for your logo. Find what your competitors are doing, and then create something that's similar to theirs, but with your own unique flair. Now, that is terrible advice right there. That doesn't make any sense. By that, I mean, what we're trying to do with the logo is make it clear what kind of business that you're running. We don't want to overcomplicate it, right? I want to be able to see a logo and be like, okay, cool. That's what you do.
And it's also readable.
It's readable.
By the way, that's a little bit of a pet peeve of mine, I will say this, but sometimes I see logos and I'm like, I just cannot read your name, the name of your business, whatever it might be. So keep it simple, people, and just keep it readable as well.
Readable font, nothing too complex. The best thing that you can do is, before hiring a designer, find one that has done logos with a similar kind of feel to the one that you're looking for, and also provide them references of other logos that you like or design elements that you like. So if you like a minimal font, or if you want it to feel kind of classic and high-end, look at all the high-end brands and then say, well, can we emulate something like this?
Yeah. Yeah, because as we always say, whenever you are hiring somebody as well, you have to guide them. They are not mind readers. So always make sure that you're giving them the right input, and that's also when the logo is going to be pretty much the way you want it. But then again, as we've been saying, don't overthink it. Keep it quite simple. Just go for it, really.
And now we come on to the colour scheme. Now, the colour scheme, I've sat through a lot of talks, people talking at me, about colour theory and the psychology of colours, and that is true to some extent, right? Different colours make us feel different things. If I'm running a security company in any field, I might not want to choose red. However, when it comes to the colour schemes for your website or your logos or your business cards or whatever, I would really, really suggest not overthinking it again. What are your thoughts on that, Rosie?
I completely agree. I think it's quite simple to create a scheme. First of all, by the way, if you go on Pinterest, there is, what is it called? I think it's called Color Seed or Palette Seed, something like that. If you just type that in.
Yeah, just type in maybe this.
Maybe. there are tons of options that even if you just put in color scheme or color palette, it will give you already palettes basically that you can use with the codes and all of that. And if you
the
look.
Hex codes, you mean?
Yes.
So hex codes are ways of defining colors digitally.
Yeah. And so based on that, if you look at it, you will soon realize that pretty much every color scheme starts with one or two neutrals. So that could be black or white or gray. And then there will always be, again, one or two, depending on how big or complete the color scheme is, you will find one or two accent colors or highlight colors. So, and that can be really anything that you want, depending on the colors that you like, depending on what you think will suit. Of course, there is the old color psychology as well that you can lean into, you know, which would be the thing of what you were talking about. You know, if you're a security company, don't go for red and all that sort of things. But yeah, so a color scheme can be quite simple in a way.
I would suggest keeping it simple. I mean, if you head over to my website, www.storywand.co, you'll see that I've just gone for a kind of metallic gray with an accent color of yellow. If you have a head over to Rosie's website, writingwithrosie.com,
then you will find my color scheme is a little bit more complex. So I got hot pink, teal, and then I got black and white with gold. You know, I got the gold in there. You know?
I think colors probably matter a lot more to you than me. I was just looking. Probably. So I just didn't want to really think about it. I was like, okay, I'm going to choose this and this. But the most important thing to realize when it comes to the color scheme is once you choose it, make sure that it's consistent across all your communication. So I'm talking your social profiles, I'm talking your website, I'm talking your business cards, I'm talking
brochures,
yeah. Logos. Make sure they all follow the same thing. Again, like we mentioned last episode, what we're trying to do is make your brand more memorable.
Yes, and also make your life easier by not overcomplicating everything that you hear out there. So, of course, you know, it's up to you eventually to decide how you want to build your color scheme and all of that. But again, just kind of keep it simple.
Have you got any final thoughts on color schemes?
No, that's it, really. We said it all. Imagery.
And visuals
in general. I think like right now visuals are like, you know, icons and stuff are also pretty hot. But imagery.
Icons are hot right now.
Icons are hot.
Check out my hot icons. Yeah, so what we're talking about here are kind of the pictures that you choose to post on social media or on your website. Now, let's make a quick distinction between website imagery and social media imagery. Whilst it's nice to... Well, actually, your social media imagery is very good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I take time for it.
you hire photographers semi-regularly, though, to update your pics, don't you?
It depends. Yeah, it depends on what I'm doing. So I hire a photographer quite regularly to do photo shoots. Quite regularly. I mean, maybe a couple of times a year, once or twice a year, just to have a batch of good photos that I can use, you know, photos of myself mostly, because, again, I leverage a lot of my personal brand. And I just use that, of course, for my website, for everything a little bit more official, but also then some of them will be just on my social media as well.
So, Rosie, how much should people be paying for a photographer?
I think it really depends on what you want and how many pictures they give you eventually that are like finished, retouched, whatever, because they do all of that. To be fair, part of me when I started, I was like, I don't care that they are retouched or what. Just give me
I look amazing already.
Exactly. Just give me the photos. I don't care. But anything really between, I think, like 100, 150 to 200, 250 to begin with. It's like an okay price, and you will find a lot of photographers that would do it for that.
Yeah, and that's like a half a day shoot, and they'll probably give you what?
Between 5 and 10, depending on their level of experience. 5 to 10 pictures that have been like, again, perfected, you know, in a way. But sometimes a lot of photographers, especially again, if you go more towards photographers that are starting out, or, you know, if you find somebody that needs a little bit more of experience maybe, but they are already quite good. Sometimes they will even give you the rest of the pictures that they took without being, you know, edited or perfected, but that doesn't really matter. You can still leverage them. You can still use. This is what I used to do when I started out my business. I always thought, I don't care that they are not perfect. Give me the perfect ones for my website, but give me the 100 others that you took and I would just use them on my social media. It's going to be all right.
Yeah, social media, you can kind of relax a little bit with the photo. They don't have to be perfect, but definitely on the more quote-unquote official material you put out, so your brochures, your websites, make sure that the visual imagery is up to scratch, because people are going to think, well, if they can't be bothered to invest properly in their own stuff, how do I know they're going to invest in me and my business? Now, when it comes to choosing kind of the images and the pictures you want to put out for, say, a website or whatever, you've got two options. You can either go stock, which is where you're using pictures that people have already taken, or you can go for your own. Now, your own pictures will always be better for building your brand. However, if you don't want to pay for a photographer or you're not ready to pay for a photographer yet, I definitely recommend using stock imagery.
You got a couple of good tips for the website that have quite good stock.
You want to go great stock imagery websites for free, by the way, are unsplash.com and Pexels. That's P-E-X-E-L-S. Now, if you are looking to invest in more bespoke photography, what I would do is get some stock imagery or find some stock imagery that you like and you feel shares the right vibe, which we'll talk about in a second, and then have your photographer and yourself recreate those kind of images, but with a bit more personality and a bit more you in it.
Be more flair, as they would say. Yeah. And I would also say this. I know that this goes a bit against maybe what everybody thinks, but I think that if you like and enjoy taking photos yourself, and maybe you're a bit handy, you can also recreate some of my stuff. And for
well,
all
you do
the,
that, don't you?
Yeah, sometimes. But just because I love it, to be fair.
I just love taking pictures of myself.
Exactly.
You're like Frida Kahlo of selfies.
I love it. But also, I will say this to all the ladies out there, especially for social media, you just have to find yourself an Instagram hubby kind of thing. So I just kind of trained my boyfriend to take pictures of me. When we are like out and about, it's like, oh, this is perfect for Instagram. Just take a bit. And then, you know, in the beginning was a bit of a pain. But now he knows.
Yeah. My ex-girlfriend, she was always like, can you just take more pictures of me, please?
That works, ladies.
I don't know. But the thing was, she was very specific. She was like, if I'm looking at the camera, I don't want it. Make sure you're like a ninja and I can't. And I was like, I don't know what it is you're looking for here.
I'm the same. So I created actually like a little mood board on Pinterest. So I'm just saying, people, there are tons of opportunities out there. So it's completely up to you. The other thing anyway that we were briefly touching on while you were speaking was the vibe, of course, of the photo. So the question would be more, how do you actually pick or choose your imagery? And for me, there are different things to look at. At least this is what I personally do. So I look at the vibe. I look at the colors in a way because I want them to sort of still fall. You know, what you were saying about, you know, the color scheme has to be present everywhere. I sort of try at least to do pretty much the same with my photography as well. So with my visuals. And the other thing is, well, the use of purpose of the photo. And that's what we were saying about, you know, being either for social media or official, that would create, at least for me, a different mindset when I pick them, whether I shoot them myself, I pay somebody, or just have my boyfriend doing it and all of that. So when it comes to the vibe, what do I mean by it would be the question.
It's the feeling, right?
It's the feeling.
What we're trying to do with the imagery is typically you'll have imagery with text. So what we want to do with the picture is summarize the feeling or the key takeaway that we're expressing in the text or the copy that we've written on the website.
In the brand itself, in the brand itself, even, like, you know, there is all, as we were saying, the branding is made up of all these things. So you sort of want your pictures as well to speak for your brand.
Rosie, do you like U2?
Yes.
It's a beautiful day.
I love that song, actually.
For the summer rain, it's a beautiful day. Mm-mm. Let's hear the summer rain.
Okay, so the summary for today is that we've basically been talking about visuals, branding visuals, you know, how to, what to choose that is important, at least in the beginning, and how to go on about it. So we've been specifically tackling three elements. We've been talking about logos. And what did we say? That
don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Stop thinking so much about it. Just find logos that you like already that share a similar kind of design elements that you enjoy. Look at what your competitors are doing as well. What we want to do with a logo is for someone to be able to look at the logo and say, this is this kind of business, and this is the one that makes me know that it's your business rather than another person's business.
Exactly.
Don't really spend too much on it yet. I mean, if you have the money, obviously feel free to spend it all on having a logo design done. But from our perspective, invest under 100 quid in it.
Totally agree about it. The second element is color scheme. As well, we've said, don't overthink it. Keep it quite simple. Just focus on, of course, something that you like. Because, I mean, if you don't like your own colors, what are we even talking about? So just pick on something that you like, something that you think will communicate what your branding is about, what your, you know, feeling or vibe you want to communicate. And just keep it very simple by choosing a sort of neutral color. So that can be black, white, or gray. And then just pair it with a color that is like a highlight or an accent, whatever you want to call it. So that can be anything really, depending on what you like and the kind of company that you have. Again, don't overthink it.
If you want to delve a bit deeper, Google color theory and then Google color palettes. There are already loads of color palettes out there that will all automatically match colors for you. But the most important thing about the color scheme is be consistent.
Yeah.
Make sure that any time that someone is exposed to your brand, use the same color scheme for everything. And finally, we spoke about imagery and the visuals.
Yes. So we said that, of course, there are two ways to go on about it. You can go with stock images. You can, have your own photos, of course. So if you choose for stock, there are a couple of sources out there, even for free. We were mentioning, what was it?
Unsplash.com, also pexels.com, that's pexels.com.
So there you can just find all the stock photos that, you know, that will represent sort of your brand, whatever vibe you want to communicate. And instead, if you want to have somebody hire somebody, there are tons of photographers out there. Just make sure that they know what you want. So present them maybe with stock options or with some sort of image that they can start from. And then just kind of run with it.
It is always better to have your own photos. Yes, but I understand if you're looking to do this on the cheap, or you don't feel like it's time to invest in that kind of thing yet. Yeah. The most important thing to think about when choosing or shooting your own pictures is, what kind of vibe are we creating here? What emotions or feelings or situation am I trying to communicate to my audience?
And also where you're using them, because again, as we were saying, if you're using it on social media, you can be a little bit more chilled about it. It's gonna be all right, guys. And if you use it instead for something more official, so to speak, so your website, your brochure, you do actually want to be very considerate of what you put out there and make sure that it just looks on point with your brand, with who you are, whatever service you're selling, and all of that.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you would like to send a question, the email address is rosie@writingwithrosie. We'll answer anything that you might have to say to us, even if it's just like a nice little message saying, I love you guys. We love feedback. Hello to our Estonian listeners. Hello
Moroccans.
To maybe the Moroccans.
Yeah, we got You're Moroccans. Kidding. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Leave a review for us and share it with your friends. Subscribe to this podcast, and we will see you next week.
Bye.